Live from the No Panic Zone or the No Karen Zone, whichever you prefer. We prefer none of it. No panic, no Karen, no problem. It's the Steve Gruber Show, God Bless America, for the 28th of May, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, New York City crumbling financially and the liberal stronghold now demanding that those that they make fun of all day pick up the bill. Mayor de Blasio wants $7 billion now. Number two, Big Gretch still bailing water from her awful explanation over an attempt by her husband to strong arm and get the governor's yacht out of storage for Memorial Day. Now more trouble as email service contradicting her explanations for hiring partisan Democrat groups for contact tracing. And number one, Joe Biden's out of his basement. Yikes. But that doesn't mean he's asked any hard questions. No, of course not. His first big interview on Chicken Noodle News. I'm surprised they didn't ask him his favorite ice cream flavor. What's your favorite color, Joe? And where's your mask, son? We'll get to all of that. Don't you worry. But first, we're going to Minneapolis. Back to Minneapolis. 2 days of rioting now, resulting in looting at stores, a fatal shooting, and a lot more. Police firing tear gas, protesters throwing full-size fireworks back at police. This in the wake of the death of 46-year-old George Floyd at the hands of police. If you haven't seen the video, very hard to watch. Hard to understand what was going on with the police officer there. One held his knee on the man's neck for 8 minutes until he became unresponsive. In that position, with his knee on his neck, until he became unresponsive. Other officers watched while it happened. And as a result, a cries for justice in Minneapolis. And I get that. And I understand the protests. Looting Target stores and stealing television sets and vacuum cleaners, I don't quite understand how that brings justice to anyone. Call me confused on that. We'll keep an eye on Minneapolis. It's a tinderbox there, ready to explode again. In Los Angeles, they were following suit as well. Protesters in the street also for George Kent. So we'll keep an eye on all of this for you. But first, let's talk about Joe Biden out of his basement. Joe Biden out of his basement in the Chinese News Network, formerly known as Chicken Noodle News and always known as CNN, had the first big shot at Joe Biden. The first big shot of Joe Biden, and in case you missed it, you didn't miss much. Softball questions. Not a single question about Tara Reid. Not one. The woman who is accusing Biden of sexually assaulting her. Not one question about Tara Reid. That can't go on forever, by the way. He'll have to answer questions about that. Real questions. Hard questions. It's going to happen. He also skipped Charlemagne the God in his conversation that if you don't vote for Biden over Trump, you ain't black. That didn't come up either. What did come up? Well, you know, a lot of virtue signaling and posturing. And, man, you look good, Joe. Bite number two, Chicken Noodle News. Here it is.
You mentioned the mask, that you wore a mask yesterday. President Trump went to a Memorial Day service. He did not wear a mask. It's not just some people making fun of you. He did. He did on Twitter. He retweeted a photo of you wearing it. He's trying to belittle you for wearing a mask, making it seem like it's a sign of weakness. Is it?
He's a fool. An absolute fool to talk that way. I mean, every leading doc in the world is saying we should wear a mask when you're in a crowd. And especially when you know you're going to be in a position where you're going to inadvertently get closer than 12 feet to somebody. I know we're 12 feet apart. I get that. But it's just absolutely this macho stuff for a guy. Well, I shouldn't get going, but it just is. It's cost people's lives.
Sure, Joe, get going. Get going on out of here. You should be on the stage, Joe. The next one out of town, I'm telling you. All right, so then Biden went on to explain that wearing a mask is leadership, you see. It's leadership. Playing make-believe with a mask and pretending that it's going to do anything effective. That's leadership. Pretending that a mask will help in any way to slow the pandemic or keep people safe. That's leadership. Playing make-believe about what it's actually capable of. That's leader. Anyhow, here's the next bite. Bite number three with the former vice president.
But wearing a mask has become a cultural and political flashpoint. And the president is involved in that, even stoking that.
Sure he is. And look, he's stoking deaths. It's not going to increase the likelihood that people are going to be better off.
So do you think wearing a mask projects strength or weakness?
Leadership. what it presents and projects is leadership.
Leadership. It projects leadership, a mask. What are the masks really all about? I think I have a better take on it. From Nancy Pelosi, I believe I have a much better take on what masks really are all about, because as we know, they have no clinical value. In the general population, masks have no clinical value. First of all, the spread of COVID-19 in the open air, out in the sunshine, doesn't exist for the most part. We've learned in this program, if you've been paying attention, as many as 80% of the deaths in some states came from one place: nursing homes, long-term care facilities. That's where 80% of the deaths occurred in Minneapolis, throughout Minnesota. 70% in Ohio, 69% in Pennsylvania, all in nursing homes. Other states will be just as high. New York, New Jersey, and Michigan all ordered patients that were COVID-19 positive into nursing homes. Wait till you see those numbers. That ought to be shocking, to say the least. But what's it really all about? We have to go to Nancy Pelosi for that to find out what it's really all about. What are masks for, Nancy? Can you tell us? It's bite number five. Nancy, what's it all about?
We have to open the economy. We have to do so in a way that gives more opportunity for access to care, to credit, to opportunity in our country. Because as Mr. Clyburn said, this is an opportunity. Every crisis is.
I see. And so if you wear the mask, it's representing the fact that you understand it's an opportunity to change America. Make America the way it really should be. In the eyes of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Remake America in the eyes of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, because clearly they are far smarter than Thomas Jefferson or James Madison or Dolly Madison or Abigail Adams, the real architects of America. She and Chuck are clearly smarter than those folks. Yeah, of course they are. That's all they're trying to do, is cling to the idea that somehow, if they can just hold on to a bad economy, if they can just punish America a little bit longer, if they can keep the unemployment numbers just a little bit higher, push it through the end of the year, if we can just do that, we can win the White House. And they're willing to step on the ghosts of businesses lost, of careers destroyed, of marriages torn apart, and of those that committed suicide. They're willing to step on those ghosts just for a shot at power. That's the bottom line. There's no science in keeping America locked up anymore. We know where the deaths occur. They occur in long-term care facilities. They occur among those that are vulnerable because of other health issues and other illnesses they are facing. I'm not disregarding those that have died, but let's be honest. It's not something that's running rampant in the general population, not with you and I. It's not, and it's not going to. And there's not going to be a second wave. Well, in many states, unfortunately, too many people have already died in nursing homes. There's no place to have a second wave, thanks to the geniuses in New York, Michigan, and New Jersey. Science, it's not about science. That was abject foolishness, period. Incompetence on the part of those three governors. It's Thursday. Time for a break now. Here in the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. You're watching and listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today.
Hey, parents. Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. A fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.